This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Cellist Felix Wurman wanted to change the way audiences listened to classical music, or at least shake it up a bit, to make it informal and relaxed, add spoken word and refreshments, and make it weekly. The Church of Beethoven started in February of 2008, and though its name has changed to Sunday Chatter, it's still essentially what Felix envisioned 5 years ago. With us this morning is the man who took over as co-artistic director of Sunday Chatter when Felix passed away in 2009, his friend, violinist David Felberg. David, what did you think of the idea of the Church of Beethoven when Felix first presented it to you?
It's a good question. I was like, what? You know, Felix, he always had this knack or verve for putting on performances, and it stretches all the way back to his days when he was in his early 20s when he started the group called Domus, which took a portable concert hall all over Europe, a geodesic dome. You could take it apart and then put it back together in a city and play a concert. And so he's had this desire and a knack to figure out how to get our music that we perform out in a different way. All that experience really comes together in this Church of Beethoven. And so one of his main tenets was to keep the program within 1 hour. So here we're asking to, you know, hear one piece of music. We might have something at the beginning, something short at the beginning, but that's usually the format of the program is music, poetry. And then we have this thing called 2 minutes of silence, which he borrowed from the church service, which was a way to cleanse the aural palate, so to speak. Helps us to just slow down for a couple of minutes. And there's an MC for the show, which is usually one of the musicians. And so it's cool. I mean, it's really the culmination of 30 years of finding interesting and cool ways to put on classical music concerts.
This Sunday, because it's the 5th anniversary, mm-hmm. You gave particular thought to what you wanted to be on the program.
Yeah, well, the first piece ever performed on a Church of Beethoven was Debussy's Syrinx for solo flute. So we're starting the program with Debussy's Syrinx with Jesse Tatum. And then we are continuing the program with a piece by Louis Andriessen, the Dutch composer. It's called Workers' Union. For an unspecified number of loud instruments is what he indicates in the score. We're doing it as a tribute to all the volunteers that are the lifeblood of Church of Beethoven /Chatter. Volunteering everything on the Sunday morning, helping with everything. And this is a tribute to them. They're workers. And the whole piece is an interesting piece. He specifies rhythms, but he does not specify pitches, only contour of where a pitch might go. So everyone has their individuality, yet everyone feels part of a collective.
And a more traditional piece of music from Tchaikovsky.
Yes, Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence. That piece just appeared on the program because Dr. Richard Peck is our spoken word element of the program, and he's doing some reminiscences of Italy. And Tchaikovsky's piece, Souvenir de Florence, is a reminiscence of Italy. So we thought it would go nicely together. And that's kind of how the programs, you know, come together. Some of them are planned, some of them are just unplanned, but we make sure that they all work together.
David, why do you think Sunday Chatter took off in the way it did?
There's a good vibe there. It's a relaxed vibe. But what we do on stage is extremely serious. And people are really close to the musicians, and so they can feel the vibrations of the instruments. And that mixed with the coffee and the emceeing, it just sort of loosens it up a little bit. But, you know, when we're performing, it's as quiet as any concert hall. People are listening very intentively. I was thinking about this morning, just thinking about how the audience are such great listeners there. They're invited to listen, and they're given the comfort zone to listen.
Sunday Chatter, the weekly classical music, spoken word, and coffee series, celebrates its 5th anniversary with a special program Sunday morning at 10:30 at the Cosmos, 1715 5th Street Northwest in Albuquerque. The doors open at 9:30. For details on the series, go to sundaychatter.com. www.thecellist.org. Our guest has been the series co-artistic director with James Shields, violinist and conductor David Felberg. David, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.